From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Iraq, a trial comes closer for Saddam Hussein. First, the lead, Iraq, and the casualty count for Iraqi civilians there, and there are more of them today. A Sunni Muslim advisor to the committee drafting the new Iraqi constitution was assassinated in Baghdad. Two bodyguards died as well. 13 others were killed in Baghdad in a car bombing, and there are other deaths reported across the country today as well. There is a new report today that answers the question, how many Iraqi civilians have been killed since the invasion of Iraq in March 2 years ago? It's published by the London-based website Iraq Body Count in association with the Oxford Research Group. With us from London is John Sloboda. He's one of the authors of the report. John, what is your estimate of the number of civilians killed in Iraq since the invasion?
We have collected press and media reports from March 19th, 2003 through to March 19th, 2005. That's the first 2 years of the conflict. And we have a figure of 24,865 known civilian deaths.
And you break down this number according to who's responsible for those deaths. How does that go?
Well, we can unambiguously attribute 37% of those deaths to U.S.-led forces, which is the largest number. Next comes deaths through crime, which, of course, has risen incredibly since the breakdown of law and order prior to the invasion. And then there are about 9% known anti-occupation insurgents.
So most of these deaths have occurred from would they have been in the initial days of the invasion with the bombing and army sweeping across the country?
Yeah, there's a very large concentration. 30% of all deaths took place in that first six-week period of invasion, a very large number of them, of course, from the aerial bombardment. Then there was a lull, and not many deaths happened in the first few months after the invasion. But since then, we have reported a month-on-month increase in deaths caused by insurgents, crime, and anti-occupation forces, and it seems to be going up and up.
So it's going up and up, what, over the course of the last year and a half?
Exactly. In fact, double the number were killed in the second year of the occupation as were killed in the first year.
How do you go about compiling your numbers?
We scour the world's top media and press sources, for example, newswires like Associated Press and Reuters, and also sources such as the New York Times, BBC, etc. And when two of these sources report the same incident with the same death information, then we consider that reliable enough to put in our account.
It sounds to me as though it would be a fairly conservative estimate.
It is conservative. And what we can say about the numbers that we have is that these are deaths which you can be sure happened. There may be many more that no one has yet accounted for.
So that's about 25,000 civilian Iraqi deaths since the beginning of the war. Can you say how this might compare to other conflicts? Is there any other conflict you could compare this to?
This is unique, and the thing that we can say is that the death-to-injury ratio does appear to conform to the figures for other modern wars, which is roughly three injuries for every death.
So about 100,000 casualties in all, one quarter of those deaths.
That would be our best estimate, yes.
John Sloboda co-authored the new report, A Dossier on Civilian Casualties in Iraq, 2003 to 2005. John Sloboda, thank you.
Thank you very much.